This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates 18-story Damak business complex in Japa, says complex sets example of modern development. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu calls on Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Various aspects of Nepal-U.S. bilateral issues discussed. Janakpur Bolts and Chitwan Rhinos register victory in today's NPL matches, and Syrian opposition fighters capture Damascus. President Bashar al-Assad flees the country. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inaugurated Damak Business Complex at Damak Municipality 3 in Japa District today. The 18-story business complex, which is located 4 kilometers away from the main town area, was constructed at a cost of 1,635,446,000 rupees. The government aims to develop the complex into a major destination for domestic and foreign visitors. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said the Damak business complex in Japa has set the example of modern development. First Lady Radhika Shakya, Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh, Koshi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Karki, among other dignitaries, attended the inauguration program. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the Manav Seva Ashram's district office building and laid the foundation stone for the Manav Seva Memorial Block at Amdadi, Mechinagar Municipality 4 in Japa District today. Prime Minister Oli and First Lady Radhika Shakya inaugurated the building and laid the foundation of the block. United States Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of South and Central Asian Affairs, Donald Liu, has arrived in Nepal today in connection with his visit to South Asian countries. Before this, he has already visited India and Sri Lanka. The U.S. Department of State said while in Nepal, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State will be meeting with senior leaders of Nepal to advance cooperation on environmental protection, women's empowerment and sustainable development. He will also meet with youth leaders to gain insights into their vision for the future of U.S.-Nepal relations. Meanwhile, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Liu held a meeting today with Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. According to Bhanu Deoba, Chief Personal Secretary of President Deoba, in the meeting held at Leader Deoba's personal residence in Budanilkanta of Kathmandu, they discussed various aspects of bilateral issues. Similarly, today itself, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu held a meeting with CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. During the meeting held at Prachanda's residence in Kumaltar of Lalitpur, they discussed the various dimensions of Nepal-U.S. relations and future cooperation. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta says the Federal Civil Service Bill will be historic in implementing federalism. Speaking at a meeting of the State Affairs Committee of the Parliament today to discuss the Federal Civil Service Bill, Minister Gupta stated that the bill had been brought to make the bureaucracy more accountable and to systemize the public service impact. Amendment proposals to the bill were also presented calling for including a health care fund in place of the health insurance scheme for the civil servants and to make a mandatory provision for all civil servants to travel to remote areas. Surat Chandra Lamichani, Minister for Internal Affairs and Law of Bagmati Province, has expressed his commitment to supporting Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal in making its broadcasting more inclusive. Speaking at an interaction organized by Radio Nepal in Hetauda, the capital of Bagmati Province today, Minister Lamichani pledged to provide full cooperation to enhance the inclusivity of Radio Nepal's programming. Minister Lamichani, who also serves as the spokesperson of the province government, commended Radio Nepal's efforts to uphold the values of multilingual, multicultural and contextual broadcasting as outlined in Nepal's constitution. During the event, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Amar Dhoz Lama highlighted Radio Nepal's ongoing initiatives to work closely with provincial and local governments in order to make its broadcast more community-centered and inclusive. Executive Director Lama also shared that preparations were underway to establish a regional office of Radio Nepal in Hetauda. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Syrian opposition fighters have taken over the presidential palace in Damascus after a rapid offensive that seized control of the capital. According to Al Jazeera, state television on Sunday aired a video statement by a group of men saying President Bashar al-Assad had been overthrown and all prisoners had been set free. The man who read the statement said the opposition group known as the Operations Room to Conquer Damascus called on all opposition fighters and citizens to preserve the institutions of the Free Syrian State. The opposition said al-Assad had left Damascus. His whereabouts remain unknown. Syria's war erupted in 2011 as an uprising against al-Assad's rule and quickly morphed into a full-blown conflict that dragged in foreign powers. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has called on Sunday for an immediate ceasefire and negotiations between Ukraine and Russia to end the war, what he called the madness. According to Reuters news agency, Trump made his comments just hours after meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris for their first face-to-face talk since Trump won last month's U.S. election. Referring to Russian President Putin, Trump said Putin needs to act to end the war and also viewed that China can help it. Trump has vowed to bring about a negotiated end to conflict between Russia and Ukraine, but so far has not provided details. Now, sports update. Jonakpur Bolts and Chitwan Rhinos have registered victory in today's match of the Nepal Premier League NPL. In the first match, Jonakpur Bolts defeated Lumini Lions by 1 run at TU International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. This is the 4th consecutive win of Jonakpur and 4th defeat of Lumini in a row. Lumini failed to chase the target of 137 runs and in 20 overs and scored 135 runs by losing 8 wickets. Opted to bat first, Jonakpur Bolts scored 136 runs in 20 overs by losing 9 wickets. Meanwhile, in the second match, the Chitwan Rhinos defeated Sudarpuchem Royals by 33 runs. This is the 3rd victory of Chitwan and 1st defeat of Sudarpuchem in NPL. Sudarpuchem failed to chase the target of 165 runs, the team was packed up in 18.2 overs and scored only 131 runs. Elected to bat first by winning the toss, Chitwan scored 164 runs in 20 overs by losing 5 wickets. Now, Lumini Lions will face Chitwan Rhinos in the next match on Tuesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Karnali and Sudarpuchem province, and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Lumini, Karnali and Sudarpuchem province and at one or two places of the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudarpuchem province and at a few places of high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates 18-story Damak Business Complex in Japa, says complex sets example of modern development. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu calls on Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and Maui Center Chairman Pushpakmal Dahal Prachanda. Various aspects of Nepal-U.S. bilateral issues discussed. Janakpur Bulls and Chitwan Rhinos register victory in today's NPL matches. And Syrian opposition fighters capture Damascus. President Bashar al-Assad flees the country. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.